The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Need some pain relief? Well, desire to relieve pain is as old as mankind, of course. In fact, in the year AD 43, a Roman doctor first used electricity to fight pain, and you thought it was a modern-day invention. Well, he was using an electricity-generating fish to provide the juice. Unfortunately, the patient or the treatment had some side effects, and an occasional patient was electrocuted. You've heard of electronic or electric eels and other fish actually do kill their prey from their voltage. Did you know the jaws of ants are strong, and they continue to grip even after death? Since the 10th century BC, healthcare professionals in tropical areas have used large ants as sutures. Did you know this? I didn't. The wound was held shut, and one by one, ants were held over the closed edges. And when the ant bit the patient, the caregiver decapitated it. And voila, sophisticated stitches, courtesy of nature. Okay, back to pain relief. It might interest you to know that marijuana and a strong wine, that particular combination, was the first known general anesthesia used in surgery. Chinese physician Hua Tia used it while operating during the 2nd century AD. And thanks to opium's widespread use as a painkiller, more than 100,000 soldiers came out of the Civil War addicted to it. And it's not just our living veterans that are addicted. You know, it was it's nothing new. I mean, it's been around both the advantages of opium as well as the drawbacks, and also of historical significance. The first known drugstore opened for business in AD 754, long before Walgreens, CVS, and the other major chains. It was located in downtown Baghdad. And it offered a wide range of medicinal substances like camphor, cloves, tamarind, sandalwood, marijuana, and alcoholic spirits. And speaking of botanicals, the World Health Organization has listed more than 20,000 plants that are also being used for therapeutic purposes in both medicinal and herbal remedies. So on the menu today in this hour of the program, plants for pain, one in particular. Maybe you don't need opioids after all, or even OTCs. We'll be hearing from our botanical medicine expert, Steve Fraley, talking about some of the natural alternatives to relieve your pain, both safely and effectively. We'll talk about inflammatory conditions, various diseases in the body that not only inflammation like arthritis and other inflammation-related diseases, but things like diabetes and other metabolic disorders, and we'll kind of go all over the map and tell you how a good whole body tonic or taking things preventatively can also work as well as taking them as a treatment. And back to pain, some other information you might be interested in. Painkiller abuse for competitive athletes. Well, first of all, here's the maximum 24-hour dose of common medications that you should know about. Aspirin, for instance, you should only take a maximum of 12 of the 300 milligram tablets in any 24-hour period. What about ibuprofen? That's probably the go-to for most people when they think of pain. Six is the maximum, folks, and those are the 200 milligram tablets, six and 24 hours. And I know many people that routinely take more than that or that much, if not more, for chronic pain conditions. Codeine, only four 60 milligram tablets. That's the maximum you should take in a 24-hour period. And tramadol, also 400 milligram tablets. Now, speaking of tramadol, here's an interesting point on painkiller abuse for competitive athletes. 80% of all cyclists competitive cyclists on that level abuse tramadol, a prescription pain reliever, according to the governing organization. And natural alternatives to tramadol may be noni, an anti-inflammatory herb, which we will discuss later this hour. We'll talk about that. 54% of players at the 2014 FIFA World Cup took some form of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug before a match. So that tells you how widespread it is in competitive sports because, you know, hey, they're making millions. Some of these people are very competitive, both financially and competitively. And they just want that edge. They don't want to feel pain. And so, but, you know, the downside is sometimes the consequences are a lot more serious than they think. In fact, deaths from fentanyl, which can be 100 times more powerful than heroin, have doubled and are continuing to rise. Here's an article. I'm not going to get into the whole facts and figures. Actually, I'll save that for maybe later in the program. Let's go to the fitness file. All right. No pain, no gain. Well, researchers at Germany's Heidelberg University, I've actually been there, have discovered that high-performance sports can raise our tolerance for pain. Which athletes do you think have the highest pain threshold? Well, athletes who play ball sports have the highest pain tolerance, followed by endurance and strength athletes, according to this study. Two British studies have also shown that the brain has ways of distracting us from pain. A highly effective means of reducing the perception of pain is to either laugh or curse very loudly. All right, well, for what that's worth. And if you have arthritis, get moving anyway. Some patients say they can't strength train because they have arthritis and it hurts. Well, strong muscles can help protect your joints from further damage and help them heal. And they say that most arthritis patients report about a 50% reduction in pain after several months of strength training. And that minor arthritis pain usually disappears entirely. So there's a tip for you on that. And in matters of sexual health, eyes linger longer on ultra macho monkeys. Female monkeys spend more time staring at males with masculine faces. Well, human males often have heavier eyebrows or brows, squarer jaws, and deeper set eyes. It may be that the facial masculinity signals mate quality. This was research done in the UK. They've studied the rhesus monkeys in Puerto Rico, and they found that females spent the most time staring at the more masculine face. Well, females may have been attracted to masculine faces, perhaps linking them to better genes. Well, in humans, masculine faces and high levels of testosterone are linked as well. This dampens the immune system. So too much might be bad. However, maybe only high-quality males can tolerate the excess testosterone and waste energy, so to speak, on masculine features. So look at me, ladies. I'm such a high-quality male that I can waste money on buying a Ferrari, and I'm still fine. That's the modern-day version of the primitive animal counterpart. And alternatively, they say females may choose macho males because they are better at competing for food and fending off attacks. This fits in with human studies suggesting that women tend to be more attracted to macho men in societies where crime and violence are rife. And that makes sense, you know, protection. All right, let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy and see what everything you needed to know that you learned at your, or everything you needed to know, rather, you could learn at your 20-year reunion if you haven't gone to your high school reunion yet, or maybe if you have. You've noticed or learned these things. Other people your age always look older than you do. Perception is reality. Never tell anyone how your life is really going. And if you like someone, or if you did like someone two decades ago, chances are he or she is still a jerk. And So the people you thought high school, or who thought high school was the best years of their lives, were probably right. You know, the early bloomers, right? And if you had married your high school sweetheart, you would be taking Prozac now. Another thing, a couple other things you might have learned at your 20th high school reunion. Stupid people do sometimes get ahead. And finally, as life proceeds, the plot thickens. But so do eyelashes, chins, waistlines, and even noses. All right. That reminds me, one of my favorite lines about aging comes from the Roaring Twenties entertainer Gypsy Rose Lee, who said, "I have everything I had 20 years ago, only now it's lower." The enemy of gravity as we get older, that's for sure. All right, do we have a minute? No, we don't have less than a minute left? Or okay, so let's go to pharmacist favorites from a survey of thousands of the nation's pharmacies done by Pharmacy Times, or thousands of the nation's pharmacists. The number one brand of arthritis treatment orally, Aleve 30%, Tylenol arthritis pain 27%. All these are pretty close. Advil 26%, Motrin is fourth at 16%. But what do all these drugs have in common? They all only treat the symptoms. They treat the pain, but they don't address the cause or the cure. And we're going to talk about that when we return here on our Chronic Pain Hour here on Dr. Health. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. And if you can't stick around all hour long, our show does rebroadcast at 9 o'clock tonight on the station you're listening to right now. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec? Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report and then I'll lie down for a bit.
But shouldn't I?
No, I'll be fine.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly has trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Ah, Green Acres. We're not having a doctor on the line, but we are having a doctor of farmland, a farmer, since 1981. Hey, we are back indoctrinating you with the knowledge to improve your health. And, you know, we sometimes indoctrinate you with guests that are not necessarily doctors, because if you research the word doctor, it means it comes from the Latin word doctor, meaning to teach, which is why I named the show Dr. Health Radio, because we want to teach you, not necessarily to avoid the doctor, but to be your own doctor, as well as just taking your own taking responsibility for your own health. And here to help us do that is Steve Fraley. He's a regular contributing guest expert to Dr. Health Radio, and we're talking today, or we will be talking to him, about New Year's pain-free resolutions, excuse me, because, there's nothing that's more important to life than being pain-free, because when you're in pain, nothing else matters. You do anything you can to get out of it. And a lot of times, unfortunately, with, as you know, the opioid epidemic, a lot of people reach for the wrong remedies when it comes to pain relief. So we'd like to welcome Steve Fraley to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Steve. How the health are you?
I am doing great here on Kauai.
Thanks. You're on the island of Kauai, and I thought that Green Acres theme bed would be appropriate if, for those of you old enough to remember the comedy, the TV show Green Acres, where Eddie Albert was a farmer and his wife was this glamorous New York socialite, and she never got quite used to the farm. Now, on the other side of the coin, though, Rochelle, your wife is very adept to farm life, and she actually helps you out on the farm, doesn't she?
Absolutely. It's a 37-acre certified organic farm. We've been doing it since 81.
So. All right.
So, yeah, it's beautiful. And we are on the Garden Island, which is very green. So the Green Acres is very appropriate.
Yes, yes. I think that's a perfect intro into our discussion. And we want people to be pain-free. So let's talk about, you know, we talk often in the news. I mean, both on this show and our radio listeners have heard it on many other shows and news sources, the different remedies for pain. And sometimes, unfortunately, they have painful side effects of these pain relieving drugs. So let's talk, if we could, at least in the first segment, about some painful conditions and some of the pain relief that you can get from natural pain relievers, such as what you grow on your farm, specifically, the botanical name is Morinda citrifolia, otherwise known as noni. That's the popular name for this pain-relieving herb, which the Hawaiians used extensively, both externally and internally. We'll talk about some of the external uses a little later in the program. But tell us, if you would, some of the painful conditions that people have used this product or this plant for in the past and presently. And the fact that most pain-relieving substances come from nature, at least originally, I mean, a century or so ago, aspirin was discovered in different plants, namely white willow bark was one of the main ones. It's the salicylic acid and salicylin compounds are found in other plants as well. But, you know, it was isolated and then synthesized, the salicylic acid was. And, of course, Bayer aspirin, everybody knows Bayer aspirin, but instead of a coal tar derivative, which is what they get it from now, it was originally from plants. And so people have gotten pain relief from our plants and growing sources for centuries and since time immemorial. So share with us some of the latest research on pain relief and how we can use a substance such as noni for pain relieving benefits.
Okay. Well, first, if you look at traditional use, I mean, there's pictorial references to Aborigines eating noni 40,000 years ago. The University of Illinois last year, about 11 months ago, contacted us and flew two ethnobotanist research scientists to our farm, and they want to use our noni fruit leather in World Health Organization research on spinal inflammation in women. In third world countries in the tropics, things they can grow from nature and use instead of opiate drugs. As plant pathologists, they actually researched 1,000 plants. Noni came up number one for pain and inflammation. There's scientific research out of Hamburg, Germany in 2010 at an arthritic clinic using the pulp of noni, not the juice, which we can talk about, but the pulp where the compounds are, as effective as Tramadol, hydrocortisone, 75% effective as morphine with no negative side effects.
Mm, wow.
There's a lot of research. When Dr. Brian Issel did his cancer research at the University of Hawaii, he did 10-year cancer research. In his private practice, he saw people using noni topically, internally, addressing different forms of cancer. But he approached the FDA, got 48 people who'd been through chemo dying of cancer. 10 years, he was giving them the pulp of noni, not the juice, because of potency. But the first thing, about 8 years in his research, I worked on his opening dissertation at the University of Hawaii, and he had two bar graphs. That when they got to certain levels, pain totally gone. When they got the equivalency of two pieces of our fruit leather a day, 24 of the 48 people in the control group off of drugs, absolutely no pain. When they got the 4 pieces, 2-inch by 2-inch pieces a day, all 48 people off of drugs, no pain. So internally it addresses it, and that's why we worked with the University of Hawaii developing lotions you can use topically. I mean, there's a lot of things you can buy that mask pain, you know, and we found that not only does it address pain, but there's compounds in the pulp that stimulate cell growth. And so working with the orthopedic surgeons, Mel T. Toth, who's a sports trainer at the University of Hawaii, putting noni lotions on athletes, healing ligament tendon damage because it stimulates new growth, so it heals what's causing the pain. So it's pretty neat, and it's all from plant-based.
Right, right. So, and not only some of the conditions you're citing, but also things like arthritis and basically a litany of inflammatory conditions, which is the basis for many diseases.
Well, that was interesting. When those two ethnobotanists are here from Chicago, they said after they saw how effective noni was for pain, they started looking at the older Polynesian culture 5,000-6,000 years ago. And they said they could not find one recorded history of the inflammation diseases.
Oh, really?
And I said, what's that? Yeah.
You mean like arthritis, for instance?
I said, what's that? And so they went down, you know, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis. They're going, they could not find one record 5,000-6,000 years ago in the Polynesian Society. They attributed, they were eating noni, raw noni, the pulp, as food, as in times of famine as food, but they found out they ate it every day by trial and error. It's a natural preventative.
Uh-huh.
So being a high anti-inflammatory, they didn't get those diseases until Captain Cook showed up in the 1700s.
Mm.
He supposedly discovered Polynesian Hawaii. They were already here. And there's a museum in the East Coast that has his journal as he sailed through the islands. In the journal, he has a drawing of a noni fruit that looks like a white potato. First time he'd seen it. And he wrote down his observations, and it says clearly they were eating the fruit, not drinking the juice.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
The fruit.
I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah. And so they were saying because they're eating every day, high anti-inflammatory, they didn't have room in their body for inflammation, they get those diseases.
I wonder if Captain Cook tried it out himself. Is there any recording?
I don't know. Well, the point they made after he came, we followed. Changed their diet,
right.
Our Western diet,
oh, boy.
Processed food, sugars, and salt, started getting all of our diseases. But that's why we do a monthly newsletter. There's a whole section there about you are what you eat. I personally, in 30 years of eating noni, don't get sick. But I found if you eat it as raw food, it addresses a lot of problems. But if you keep feeding the fire, your body, the same fuel, high sugars and salt, you're doing the two opposites. You might want to look at modifying diet for your health.
Or if you eat sugar and can't get off it, at least you're taking the antidote for the poison,
true.
Right?
That's true.
It lessens the effect. It's kind of like people that are gluten intolerant or gluten sensitive. If they take gluten relief enzymes, they usually or often will get relief if they can't give up the wheat and the gluten-containing food. So, and it's good for everybody, even if you're not in pain, right? What as far as tonic effects, what benefits can people derive from either eating the lavender or the noni fruit leather?
There's a lot of different research. First of all, there's 165 compounds in a solid form in the pulp of the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a miracle, but there's so many compounds in the pulp, it makes it very broad-based.
So it's a superfood. You know, people talk about acai and goji berry and things like that, but this is really the superfood of superfoods.
Right.
Yeah.
And when people start talking about acai berry and goji berries, how were they traditionally used? They ate them. By the time they process them now, they destroyed most stuff. That's why we do what we do. Since we grow noni, we process it at low temperatures, not fermented, for potency. So it's raw food.
Okay.
And so anyway, but if you take it every day, it's a high anti-inflammatory, so you don't get the inflammation diseases.
Okay, so it's preventative curative. Okay.
Curative. So if you go back to, no matter what label, in my opinion, what a doctor gives your pain, fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, degenerospinal arthritis, they are all inflammation.
Right.
Noni's an anti-inflammatory. You take it, no matter what label it is, it goes away. We actually were doing, we do free farm tours, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, educational, not selling product. Usually we take 25 people. Friday, there was a lady probably in her 70s on the tour. And so we're here for 2.5 hours. And so we're showing people, they taste the fruit. And at some point they put on the lotion. And then we go up top, we walk through 20 acres of beautiful trees. As we're walking back, this lady goes, you know, I've had bursitis and tendonitis in my toes for 2 years now. And I cannot stand up on my balls of my feet and on my toes. You know, so I haven't been able to do it because it's too painful. She starts doing that. She starts standing up.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe it. She goes, I just put this stuff on 30 minutes ago, and I have the flexibility. She goes, the pain's not totally gone, but my flexibility is already back.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe it.
Right.
I said, well, if you keep taking it with time, it addresses it, and the pain goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, in other words, you get immediate pain relief from, say, the lavender noni lotion or the icy heat noni lotion.
Icy.
But then,
yes.
But then you'll also have permanent results or more consistent results taking it internally. So systemically as well as topically. Okay.
Yeah. The thing I always talk about, if you're familiar with, if you do blood work, there's a thing called CRP, which measures a protein in your body.
C-reactive protein.
Scale, mm-hmm. Okay. Goes from 0 to 15. Above 5, you got pain. An RN nurse right in Tampa Bay on Enbrel for rheumatoid arthritis in her joints.
Mm-hmm.
She was using our icy heat lotion for immediate relief. It treats the symptoms. It can come back. She puts on again. She started taking a 2-inch piece a day in the morning and night, 2 pieces a day for 30 days of our fruit leather. Went back to the hospital, CRP blood work, -5.
Wow.
Lots of drugs. Huh. No more rheumatoid arthritis. And she talks about it. She has anyway. So the point is, it's not a miracle overnight that addresses internally, but with time, you can actually measure the pain levels in your body by doing the blood work, and you'll see it goes down, you know, if you take it consistently.
Right.
And my point is, you know, like people say, well, do I have to take this the rest of my life? Well, you know, Polynesians and Hawaiians eat it every day as a preventative.
Do I have to eat food the rest of my life? Do I have to drink water the rest of my life? Isn't it amazing how people say, I took a vitamin last month. Do I still have to take another one? Are you kidding me? I exercised last year. Okay, don't get me started. Steve,
well, we're on the same page.
We need to take a break and keep on the in the same studio so we keep the lights on here. Can you stay with us in the second half of the hour?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Steve Fraley is my guest. He's been an organic farmer since 1981 and has been doing extensive research on the pain-relieving qualities of noni, otherwise known botanically as Morinda citrifolia. A little earlier in the show, we talked about other pain-relieving plants and substances. But, this may be, you know, of course, it doesn't take the place always of prescription drugs as well as over-the-counter drugs, but in many cases you can use nature as an alternative source for pain relief, and it's both safe and effective. So we'll have more information on for your good health here on Dr. Health. We'll talk about noni juice. What's that about? A lot of people have tried noni juice and say, I'm never taking noni again. It tastes awful. And then the good-tasting ones have virtually no noni. What's that about? Also, noni for animals and how you can use noni and both topically and internally for pain relief for your dogs, cats, and other pets. And a lot more information here on our Pain Relieving Hour of Dr. Health. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round-bottom boat with a neck full of hairy from the sea.
It is Mr. Snow on your radio. Hey, health happens when you happen to tune in to us, the healthiest 2 hours on radio, Dr. Health Radio, that is, except no generic substitutes. We are radio's original health news magazine. And if you missed any part of the show in the morning or want to get a double dose of good health tonight, our show does rebroadcast at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Also, if you don't get all 2 hours of the show and where you're listening on the station you're listening on, you can always go to drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com for all the we podcast all of the previous shows. All right, continuing our conversation, if you're just joining us, we're joined today by Steve Fraley talking about New Year's pain-free resolutions. And Steve, let's talk about Noni juice, because a lot of people have had a bad experience with Noni, which is what we were talking about for pain relief, the Morinda citrifolia, known botanically as that name. Noni juice, if it tastes good, you know, the problem with Noni is it tastes kind of like blue cheese. And so if you eat the pure Noni, or have it squeezed into a juice, and it's just noni and nothing else, it tastes terrible. And if you doctor it up to where it tastes good, it's only 1 to 10% noni juice. So, what's the alternative here?
Well, first of all, again, if you look at traditional use, they ate the fruit raw. Scientifically, as you know, when you go from an apple to apple juice and throw the pulp away, you throw away 50% of the value of an apple. In the case of noni, the God-given ability of the fruit to destroy itself, it to rot, it ferments. We just processed 1,600 pounds of fruit. We started at 4 a.m. We picked 1,600 pounds of fruit 3 days ago. It was ripe. We had to process. If we wait to 7 o'clock in the morning, it would ferment, creates alcohol and formaldehyde. You kill what's in the pulp. All the juices are fermented. They throw the pulp away, the fermentation, the alcohol kills everything. When Dr. Brian Issel did his cancer research at the University of Hawaii, at his lecture, at his dissertation, he first questioned to the audience, what kind of noni juice did you use? And he said, let me make it very clear, we specifically chose not to do that. We use the raw pulp for potency. Because when you juice it, you destroy the potency. Because of the fermentation.
So what you're getting at is that this is why people have never seen noni in the produce section of their local store, their grocery store, because it has such a quick shelf life. I mean, a short shelf life, rather. It ripens within hours. I mean, it's just time lapse photography.
Yes, we pick them white and mature.
Uh-huh.
In 2 to 3 days, based upon the temperature, it gets soft like a ripe tomato. Within 4 to 6 hours, it ferments.
Unreal.
And it smells like your dirty, rotten socks. So if they had a produce department, a health food store, everybody would leave the store because it stinks. But the raw pulp, as you mentioned earlier, Noni is called cheesy fruit around the world. It tastes like blue cheese. We have raw food vegan restaurants use our Noni fruit leather, which is pure raw food, the pulp, not fermented, low heat dried, in salads as a cheese substitute for vegans because it tastes like blue cheese.
Yeah, and for people allergic to milk or dairy products, that's great.
So, and we actually sent 2 commercial Noni juices and our fruit leather to an independent lab in Fulton, California, to measure for levels of antioxidants. Antioxidants prevent diseases. The U.S. Department of Health recommends 3,000 to 5,000 units a day. And when they measure at 100 grams. Noni juice was 1,506 at 100 grams. Our fruit leather was 340,000.
Oh, my gosh.
The difference is because we're not destroying what's in the pulp. So when you take those levels down to daily dosage, an ounce of Noni juice that people drink, 433 units, one-tenth of what you recommend.
Mm-hmm.
1 2-inch piece of our fruit leather, 6,024, 1.5 times what they recommend. So it's a natural preventative.
Okay.
But it makes it 14 times more potent than the liquid.
Than the Noni juice. Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
So it's a lot more cost-effective and a lot more therapeutically affected because you're going to get results instead of just having it be a beverage or a placebo effect. Now, you mentioned that earlier in the show that for disease applications or conditions, 2 to 4 pieces of the 2 by 2 inch Noni fruit leather. But for maintenance, for the average person out there that's already healthy, would that just be 1 2 by 2 inch square? Okay.
Correct. That's what I do every day.
And one package is equivalent to, what, a bottle of Noni juice?
One packet is a 32-day supply, but it equals 14 32-ounce bottles of Noni juice in potency.
Right.
One packet.
Yeah, okay.
Because of, what's in it.
Okay.
But on the back of every packet, it tells you the dosage. And we went back to Dr. Issel's research, 2 to 4 for chronic conditions. You could eat the whole packet at one sitting. In my personal opinion, you'll be wasting it.
Yeah.
It's a 14-to-1 concentration. So your body is not going to assimilate it all. It's going to flush it out if you eat the whole thing. So we actually say 2 to 4 pieces to get the benefit. So it gives time for your body to assimilate it.
Can you say Noni cleanse?
It's a very good detoxifier.
Okay.
Going back when there's a lot of research, and what Dr. Issel was up to 40 times the daily dosage in 48 people for 10 years, could not find one negative side effect. Not one, even one of the drugs they were taking, couldn't find a negative side effect.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is no negative side effects like there are with other things.
So for things that give you profound pain relief, there's really nothing that compares, other than maybe other botanicals like ginger or turmeric or the Noni is kind of in a class of, by itself because it's as you were mentioning, it's the highest in AUREC value, the antioxidant qualities and
anti-inflammatory
qualities as well, and that's why it was one of the canoe plants that the Hawaiians brought over when they migrated to the Hawaiian Islands, right?
Right. Yeah. So when Dr. Issel couldn't find one negative side effect, so I'll have people call us who are taking the fruit leather and go, I'm allergic to this. I broke out with a rash or I have an upset stomach. And really, for me, what it's doing is release. It's a very good detoxifier.
Uh-huh.
If you have toxins stored in your tissue, it releases it. For 2 or 3 days, you get some symptoms like a rash or an upset stomach. Then it flushes it out of your body. So it's accomplishing detoxing you. It's not that you're allergic to it. You're allergic to the toxins your body's putting in your blood system that's been stored in your tissue.
So if you don't want those side effects, though, you just back off on the dose, and then maybe it'll take a little longer to relieve or to detoxify those compounds. Okay.
Right.
All right. Go ahead.
There's a lot of things in nature that heal. Mm-hmm. Golden seal, garlic, turmeric, and all these things. Noni, for me, there's the U.S. Department of Agriculture on their website They list 65 traditional uses of noni around the world that they verify from different publications, different authors, different populations, from arthritis to tuberculosis, gout, malaria, open wounds, it's antibacterial, antifungal. Very broad-based because there's 165 compounds in the pulp. So if you don't destroy the pulp, it addresses a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. And other countries use it as well. It's not just Hawaii and the United States.
Around the world in the tropics. It's a tropical tree.
Right.
So around the world in the tropics. And the Polynesians took it everywhere when they sailed around the world. And that's how they got introduced.
Interesting. All right. And then you have some testimonials. We're up against the last break of the hour for Dick Allgaier's health report. But share with us one or two recent testimonials if you could.
A very, very good one. We had a phone call from a senior in high school, a girl. She had a Crohn's disease, which is an inflammation disease. 4 years. She had to quit playing soccer. She tried. She became a vegan. She tried steroids at the hospital. They're going to remove 2 feet of her colon and intestines. She said no. She became a vegan. It worked, but it came back. She tried McDougal diet. It worked, came back. Long story short, her grandparents brought her to Kauai. She found our fruit leather in a health food store in the pharmacy. She ate it. 30 days, no more Crohn's. She has a vegan website. It's KDS Vegan Vibes. And she has a 22-minute video of her talking about her road to getting rid of it. And she goes, I ate this stuff for 30 days. I got rid of Crohn's. I had to Google Crohn's. It's an inflammation disease. You eat noni, you got rid of it. Mm-hmm. And so she had no more pain. She had no more Crohn's. She just updated it about last week. 6 months later, she eats a little bit every day. Still no more Crohn's. Has not come back.
That's good. Oh, and
so
for products, as far as the noni fruit leather and the lavender noni lotion, if somebody is having an issue with inflammation or some dysfunction of their body, you would, for maximum results, you would recommend, well, I guess it depends if they're having a topical issue like arthritis or something like that, or inflammatory issues that way. But basically, internally is what you want to eat the noni fruit leather on a daily basis for either pain relief or as a prophylactic, a preventative for any type of inflammatory condition, right?
Right. Well, one, it gives you energy. I mean, Tour de France Bicycle Club, it gives you energy.
Mm-hmm.
But what people usually do, the noni lavender lotion or the icy heat with a little menthol camphor to make it penetrate,
right,
we'll use those topically for immediate relief. Because usually in a couple of minutes, pain goes away.
Uh-huh.
They'll start taking the fruit leather while they're doing it. It takes longer. You know, it takes 7-12 days, and you get rid of the pain, what's causing the pain from the inside of your body by eating it as raw food.
Okay.
But they'll use the lotions. And what's in the lotions is after we stabilize the pulp into what's called noni fruit leather, we mix that back in water, working with the orthopedic surgeons at the University of Hawaii. They use it on basketball, football, volleyball players.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, because pain goes away, but it heals ligament tendon damage.
Uh-huh. Okay. Steve,
so
we need to
address it.
Okay. A good deal. Okay. All right. More information when we come back. Steve, I want to ask you about using it for your pets, because a lot of pets have some of the same problems humans have, either from bad living, the owners feeding them too much, or the wrong kind of foods that they're not used to in their native diet, the animal's native diet. So we'll talk about using noni and making sure that your pets experience pain relief this year as well. So we'll talk about that when we return, and also give out your website and more information on pain relief here with our in-studio or our online guest, Steve Fraley. And we'll tell you how to get online with him on his website. We'll give you the contact information as well. So stick around if you want to stay healthy, but stay tuned now for this week's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier.
Time now for the health report from veteran TV newscaster Dick Allgaier. This feature is brought to you by Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Lavender Noni Lotion. Available at health stores and pharmacies or by going to realnoni.com. Now, Dick Allgaier and this week's health report.
More families are coming forward with stories about frightening side effects in children who took Tamiflu. CBS broke the news of a 6-year-old girl who tried to jump out of a window after taking the anti-influenza drug. She began hallucinating bugs on her body and heard the devil's voice in her ear. Doctors believe it was a reaction to Tamiflu. A year later, she still suffers tremors. I do hot yoga. I like it. I think I get benefits from it. A study published in the journal Experimental Physiology found that yoga was beneficial regardless of whether it was done in a hot room or at ambient temperature. Both forms reduce changes in the lining of blood vessels that can lead to heart disease and appeared to delay the progression of plaque buildup in arteries that can cause heart attacks or stroke. But older people don't handle heat well. This study says they don't necessarily need it. They didn't find a difference between people who did yoga in regular temperatures and people who did hot yoga. Under pressure and gobbling pizza or chocolate, it may not be your fault, according to Japanese researchers who have isolated the neurons that drive a craving for carbs. A team at Japan's National Institute for Physiological Sciences found activating neurons known to respond to social stress increased the appetite in mice for carbohydrates. The research is the first to demonstrate the way in which the brain plays a role in the preference for carbohydrates or fat. I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat?
Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Hey, we do want you to have a clean bill of health. We just don't want you to have a big bill of health-related costs to go with it. No reason to. Just keep listening to Dr. Health Radio so you can keep your wealth as well as your health. And here to help us do that, Steve Fraley, our guest expert who has been on our show over the years several times. Steve, I don't know how many years it's been, but I think too many to count.
I think I believe so.
Well over a decade. I know that. So thanks for all the research you do on pain relieving botanical remedies, and this doesn't take the place of your doctor, nor does it take the place of sometimes the prescription or over the counter remedies that you need for pain relief, for profound pain relief, such as if you get in an accident or a trauma situation. But in many cases where the pain relief is manageable with botanical means, such as Noni is what you're talking about, it's a lot safer and just as effective. So and less expensive, I might add, to go this route. So we want people to be aware of this. And for people to be aware of the products that you have, can they go to a website where everything is shown to them for this?
All of our products, all the product reviews, everything's there. It's real. Noni.com. It's real as simple. Real, R-E-A-L, Noni.com, or real-noni. We have both of them.
Okay.
So either way.
Realnoni.com. And you can't get any more real than real, Noni. And this is not to be confused with if you've used Noni products before and haven't gotten relief, it's because there wasn't enough Noni or an active form of Noni in it to give you that relief, and so this is worth a try, definitely. And these are available, of course, in all the natural food stores. If your store doesn't have it, then you can order online. You can just order direct, right, from the website?
Correct. We sell a tremendous amount directly to people. We ship it from our farm, We have a toll-free number on the website they can call, which is 888-882-NONI, which is 6664.
Okay.
My daughter Lola answers. They go over the phone, or they can go to the website, and we mail it to them.
What? It doesn't go out of the country? You're actually talking to somebody in the United States?
You're talking to my daughter who grew up eating and planting the trees. But we actually, domestically, we charge $6.80 shipping, no matter if you buy one or 1,000 products.
That's Well, that's such a deal, huh?
And you get it in 3 to 4 days airmail.
All right.
And everything has a 2-year shelf life. So.
2-year shelf life, okay. Now, let's shift from humans to pets. Now, I know that you have Bhakti, your dog, who is, what, 12 years old now, 11 years old?
He's 12 years old. He's on the pet label.
Okay.
He's an Australian Shepherd mix, and he is he's a pistol. He's like a 12-year-old puppy. The dog, he's on YouTube, dog eating Noni fruit leather. We hold it up on the farm tours, and he leaps up in the air 3 to 4 feet and grabs it.
Wow.
And he gobbles it.
Interesting. That says a lot. And for people that have pets with painful conditions, I know a lot of pets are, especially dogs, or certain breeds are prone to arthritis. Can this play into giving them relief?
Absolutely. Hip dysplasia is what most vets call it.
Right.
I've been working with Dr. Ihor Basco, who you might know.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm. He belongs to an organization called the American Holistic Veterinary Association, 600 licensed vets. 15 years I've been going to the conventions. On our website, there's articles interviewing them, talking about things they've used it for, dogs, cats, and horses. And number one is pain, hip dysplasia. It goes away. Hmm. We had actually a lady on our farm tour from Los Angeles on a Friday. Saturday, she flew back to L.A.
You're fading in and out, Steve, just to let you know. Okay.
Okay. So the following Tuesday, she calls me, and she goes, I got home on Saturday. My 15-year-old companion dog that has had hip dysplasia for 2 years is on drugs but still has pain. Mm. I start feeding him the fruit leather. It's Tuesday. The dog is outside running around. No more pain. It's like a puppy.
Wow.
Because I had an appointment on Wednesday to take her to the vet to put her down, to take her out of her misery. I canceled the appointment. I'm not putting her down because she has no more pain.
Huh.
In 2 days, eating it. So it works really good. And the neat thing is the traditional use in Hawaii by hunters who have 20 to 40 dogs won't buy medication to deworm them, too expensive, too many dogs. They've put Noni pulp in their dog's food. Dr. Basco tests them every 4 to 6 months. No hookworm, roundworm, pinworm, tapeworm, or heartworm. It's anti-parasitical.
Now, what about for humans? Would it be anti-parasitical for people as well?
Yeah, I've had people call me. I started taking this stuff, and you should see what came out.
Okay, we won't go there, but I'll take your word for it. Now getting back to pets. I understand it's good for fleas too. I don't have any pets, but I don't have any fleas, thankfully. But as a natural flea repellent, it's apparently good for that as well too, right? For pets.
Well, topically, the Noni lavender lotion you'll find. They leave, or in ukus. People use it for ukus on people. But if you're giving your dog frontline, you're systemically giving them a poison to get rid of fleas.
Mm-hmm.
You feed to fruit leather, ticks and fleas leave. Bhakti's 12 years old, outside, never had a tick or a flea.
Mm.
Never had a tick or a flea.
Wow.
And it's a natural preventative. I was about... every spring, I get invited to go to down to Ke Kaha to a school for kids from Niiau to come over and board there. Anyway, the teacher, when I was down there talking about Noni, the teacher raises her hand. She goes, when I was a little girl, 8 years old, I had ukus. I had head lice. My tutu, my grandma, grabbed a soft, ripe Noni and squished it on top of my head. I bent over, and I could see the ukus jumping off my head.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
And this is a teacher I'm showing to watch. I was 8 years old.
Yeah. You know, and just to interject, Steve, for our California listeners, ukus in Hawaii is head lice in the mainland.
Lice.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's a local term that we use here.
So instead of putting poison on your scalp that can go into your brain, you put Noni on there and the ukus leave.
Mm.
But ticks and fleas, it's really good for parasites, ticks and fleas. And the other one, we actually on our website, we had a lady last month called 7-year-old cat. First 6 years of his cat, she goes every 6 months. I was at a vet getting ear flushes with poisons for ear mites. I start feeding them the fruit leather once a day. I mean, you know, once a day for 12 months now.
Right.
Has never had ear mites since then.
Wow.
Systemically, it gets in their system, just like ticks and fleas. No more ear mites in the cat's ears.
Boy. Can't beat
that.
Food. Yeah. Now, so we only have a minute or two left in the show, so let's just recap for pet pain relief as well as people pain relief. The dosage, now for pets, it depends on the weight, right? It would depend on the size of the...
One two-inch piece from 1 pound to 100 pounds, doesn't matter.
Okay.
I've had dogs eat the whole packet, but again, they're wasting.
But that's wasting,
piece.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. One piece, for, you know, if it's a chihuahua or a cat, you can give them a half of that.
Okay.
You know, so it lasts 2 months.
All right.
But for people, one piece a day, two pieces a day, two to four for really chronic conditions. If you have severe rheumatoid arthritis, I'd be taking 2 to 4 a day and using the lotions while you're getting rid of it internally.
Lotions,
generally 2 to 4 minutes, it goes away topically.
Okay, and we should say for the icy heat lotion, you should not use that on any sensitive areas such as your genitals or areas around your face or anything like that.
Right. On the farm tours, we say if you put it in your groin area, you'll be on Dancing with the Stars tomorrow morning.
Okay. Enough said there.
Okay.
All right. Give us that website one more time and contact information as well as the phone number, please.
Okay. It's Real, R-E-A-L, Noni, N-O-N-I.com, realnoni.com. Toll free, 888-882-6664, which spells Noni.
Okay, 882-6664, or just 888-882-NONI.
882-6664 is the toll-free number, okay?
Okay.
And the website is realnoni.com.
Or you can just Google Noni Fruit Leather.
We'll come up.
Or
Noni Lotions will come up.
Hey, you know what? Last question. I don't know how to dance. If I put that icy heat on my genitals, maybe I'll finally learn how to dance.
You'll be shaking and baking.
Okay. On my bacon. Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Steve, for being with us.
And
we look forward to having you on later in the year. All right. Aloha to you. There goes Steve Fraley, and here we go with another edition of the program. Thank you so much for making us a part of your weekend and being with us. You can join the show, rebroadcast of the show tonight from 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Otherwise, join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program. Until then, I'm David Snow reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha, have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.